Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We are holding in Parshas V'zois HaBrocha by Revi. Ule Zvulun Omar. And of Zvulun he said, Smach Zvulun B'tzeisecho. Rejoice, Zvulun, in your departure. V'yisochar B'yoyalecho. And Yisochar in your tents. Zagrashi Ule Zvulun Omar. V'le Zvulun he said, Eilu Chamisha Shvatim Shabeirich Bachroina. These five Shvatim we benched last. Zvulun, God, Vidon, Vinaftali Vosher. Kofal Shmeiseim. Their names were repeated. Lechazikom, to strengthen them, Ulakbiram, and to fortify them. Lefishayu Chaloshim, Shebechol HaShvatim. For they were the weakest amongst all the Shvatim. Heim, heim, Shehoilich Yosef of Nepara. These are the same ones who Yosef. Yosef Tzadik brought before Parish and Emma Shtei to Miktzei Echov and part of his brothers. Loka Chamisha Anoshim, he took five men. Lefishanirim Chaloshim, for they appeared weak. Vala Yosim Oisim Loi, and Pari would not appoint them for himself, Sari Milchamte, as his military officers. Smach Zvulun Vesaisecho, Vesacho Be'alecho Zakrashi. Rejoice, Zvulun, in your departure, and Yisachar in your tents. Zvulun v'Yisachar asu shutfus. Zvulun and Yisachar made a partnership. Zvulun l'choif yamim yishkein. Zvulun will dwell by the seashores. V'yoytzele prakmatria besvinus. And he would go and depart in ships to engage in business and commerce. U'mistakir, and he would earn a profit. V'noysin l'zeich pivshal tzedakah. Ishal Yisachar. And he would put it into the mouth of Yisachar, meaning he would support Yisachar with the money that he earned. And the Shevet Yisachar would sit and learn Torah, be Oisik in Torah. That's why Zvulun is put ahead of Yisachar, although he was the younger of the two. Because Yisachar's Torah came about through Zvulun. And that also explains why the brach of Yisachar is included in the brach of Zvulun.
Yeah, Zvulun, he's not one of the five
Rashi mentions. Right. Tarz says that's why it's nichlal there, because Smach Zvulun, rejoice Zvulun in your departure. Hatzlach, succeed. When you depart for trade, when you go out to do business, because normally when a person departs from its home, so it's a time of sadness. Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha to Zvulun, to rejoice in his departure, is not meant simply to imply that Zvulun should be glad to leave home. It means that he should rejoice with the success, with that tzlocha of his journey. When he goes out and machta gute kopike, he's hatzlach, he's successful, then he's gishmak, then he's happy. V'yisachar, Yisachar hatzlach, succeed b'yeshiva sayalecha la Torah, in sitting in your tents for Torah. Meaning, Rashi's saying over here the word v'yisachar b'yalecha is not being addressed to Zvulun. The pasuk doesn't mean rejoice Zvulun your departure while Yisachar is in your tent. Doesn't mean this nish. Rashi tells him like this: Hatzlach Yisachar should be matzliach b'yeshiva sayalecha la Torah, in sitting for your tents of Torah. Leishiv la abrishanim, meaning to sit and set the leap years, and to fix the months of the calendar, as it says, of the sons of Yisachar, there were those who had the understanding of the times, which means to know what Klal Yisrael should do. That's been Kaveh Chadoshim, Rosheim Mosayim, their heads were 200, Mosayim Roshi Sanhedrin 200, heads of the Sanhedrin, Hoyoiskin Bekach would deal with this, Ve'al Pikvias Iteim Vibureim, and according to the time and the leap years that they fixed, that's what Klal Yisrael was knowing. Pasuk Yutes Amim Har Yikro. People will call themselves to the mountain. Shom Yizbichu Zivchei Tzedek. There they will shech, they will slaughter Zvachim of Tzedek, righteousness, Karbonis of righteousness. Kishefa Yamim Yinoku, for they will suckle the plentiful, the bounty of the sea. Usfune Temune Choyl, and the concealed treasures of the sand. Zog Rashi. Amim, people shall shift to Yisrael, of the Shvatim of Klal Yisrael.
Har Yikrol will call themselves to the mountain. Lahar HaMairiyo Yayosefu. They will gather. Tahar HaMairiyo. Kol Asif Al Yedei Kriyahi. Any gathering comes through calling. It says, V'sham Yizbechu Beragolim. Where are they going to shecht over there? On the Yom Tovim. Zivchei Tzedek, these offerings, these karbonis of righteousness. One second. What does it mean, a karbonis of righteousness? Meaning karbonis that are shechted by the Beis Hamikdash throughout the year. Meaning not only the karbonis that are shechted dafkan on Yom Tovim. But our pasuk over here is referring to what you're asking me. What shaychus it has? It means specifically to those karbonis which are come about because of the calculation of the Ibru Chadashim and the Ibru Shanim. Because you make a calculation of the calendar year, which was done by Yisachar with the support of Zvulun Zakhtar Aim, Memela, these karbonis come. That answers your question. What's for Shaykhis of this? Okay. Now listen to this Rashi. Ki Shefa Yam Yinoku, for they will suckle the bounty of the sea. Yisachar Zvulun. That means Yisachar and Zvulun. The Yehelem Pnai, and the men of Yisachar will have free time, Lasek Peteiro. To be Yosek and Torah, because if you have free time, what do you do? Yosek and Torah. Like the Chazanish said, Ventsedot Zeit lernt man. What's the pshat? When you have time, you learn. Pshat is you have to take care of your things. Any other time you're not doing it, so then you have to learn Torah. Hodra Chiyu Veleduchte. It's a learning Torah. You have to go back and learn Torah. What?
There is other option.
No, if you have to be misbattled to do avoided to make parnosa, there's a head. But the Rambam says it has to be a vayachzel l'talmudoy. You have to go back to your shtender, to the limud, go back to yeshiva. Right? He figures, listen, I took a half hour off Seder, so I'll figure the other 2.5 hours I'm going to also take off. Nay, you finish your tircha, get back to yeshiva. Right? You have a heter to go, Seder, you have a heter to go, but you got to get back. But what do you do with v'yeilem p'nai, lasek b'toyer, t'v'yosek and toyer? Usefune means the hidden treasures, the concealed treasures, t'munei choyel, that are of the sand. This means kesuye temune choyel, those things that are covered of the treasures of the sand. Taurus is tuna. This is the Targum, the translation is based on Rashi and Megillah, the Vov Omer Alf. V'chilozoin is the chilozoin. Tarit, tuna. Ayin Rashi, Megillah, the Vov Omer Alf. But one second, let's see, that's the hidden treasures. In the sand. So the question's in the sand. Sand, it's in the water. Let me see what Rashi says. V'chilozon and the chilozon. So now, according to the Gemara, the chilozon is Rashi, the Gemara says, Menoch stuff. Mem Dalar Amen Alev is a marine creature that is the color of the sea. The dye of it is used for tzitzis when it's extracted from it. Now, major machlokes, the Rambam holds it's a snail, and Rashi says a few places it's a dog, or oila achas l'shevim shana, over dom it's a even techeles, Rashi in Chulin says it, Rashi in Menoch says it. Big machlokes is what it is, a snail. That was the whole deal with the Radzina, when he had the Radzina techeles, and there's all the techeles that you have today, the breast of the techeles, the Rav Herzog had his techeles, they proved that the scientists proved that they fooled the Radzina, these Italian scientists, and it wasn't that snail, that was the kitzah. There's a whole arichas in them, but this is what Rashi says. This is the chilazin, that's called the svunet munichel. Uzachuchas levana, and white glass, which is the Gemara calls it zugas achivrit. I think that's what the Gemara says. That's Reb Zeir, the Gemara says in Brochus. He saw by his son's chasana that we're rejoicing too much. So he broke a very expensive glass. Why a white glass? Zuchuchas levana. Right? Hayotzim min hayam, which come respectively from the sea. Umin achoylem, from the sand. Oh. So now we answer the Kasha Rashi. The Zchuchas Levana comes from the sand. That's called the treasures of the sand. Now this fish, this taurus, the tuna, and the chilazin, they come from the water. So you see right from Rashi that it's a fish. L'shitase, that it's a dog oila, l'achas shem shana, because the snail doesn't come from the water. Snail comes from the ground, l'fi the Rambam. So could you see right, l'shitase, Rashi, l'shitase, it's a fish. The snail. So maybe that's why the Rambam was learning, but Rashi's l'shitase, what he says in Menachas, that it's a dog oila, l'achas shem shana. So Mimela, that's why it's called, because it comes from the water. But whereas the Zchuchas Levana comes from the Tumune Choyl, that's what's hidden in the sand. And all this is found in the Chelik of Zevulun. All this is found in the Chelik of Zevulun. K'moisha Amr Meseches Megillah, like the Gemara says in Megillah, that Vav Amir Aleph. Zevulun Am Cheref Nafshoi Lomus. The Gemara goes there and darshans of the pasuk says Zvulun is a people who cast its nefesh loose to die. Mishum de Naftali al Meroy Mesada, because Naftali is in the heights of the field. So the pasuk means Hayim Israim Zvulun al Chelka. Zvulun was complaining about his portion in Eretz Yisrael, saying Laochi Nosato Sada Isukramim Vechule. To my brother Naftali, lived in the heights of the field. That's what it says. Naftali al Meroy Mesada, you gave him these fields and these vineyards. You gave him, but me, what did you give me? You gave me some empty land. So the Bnei Shem tells him, Nein, you have what you have in your chelik is the chilazoin. Chilazoin fish is something very special, and everybody. All the other Shvatim are going to come on to you. Gans Klal Yisrael has to come on to you. You don't know how lucky you are. Sometimes a person doesn't realize how lucky he is. The Bnei Shem has to come and tell him, you don't know how lucky you are. If everybody would take that pekel of tzaras and put it on the table and see everybody else's bag of tzaras on the table, they'll quickly take back their bag and say, Ashreinu matev chalkeinu u'manoyim goyolein. I'm very happy with what I have. Sometimes the Bnei Shem points out to him, you just don't feel so bad because you have the chilazoin. Usfune and the concealed lashon kisa is an expression of covering, k'mashenem, as it says, "Vayispoines abayis," and he put a ceiling on the house. Another pasuk it says, "Vesafun ba'erez," and covered with cedar. Pasuk in Yirmiyoh of Beis. V'taguma etagim says, "Umetaleil bechiyoyre arzayo," and it was roofed with panels of this arzaya, the cedar tree. Meaning the roof means covered. The Varacher, another pshat, Amim Harikro, people will call to the mountain, means Al Yedei Prakmati Shel Zevulin, through the business of Zevulin, Tagari Umesoilam, the merchants of the nations of the world, Boyim El Arze, they come to his land. Vihay Medezal Asfor, where is it situated? It's on the border. Asfor is the border. Vei Moirim, the Goyish merchants say, Hoyil Vinitz Ta'arnu Atkan, since we have gone such trouble of traveling to this point, Neilachad Yushalayim, let us go to Yushalayim. V'nirma Yirasa Shalom Azun. Let's see what the Yira, meaning the deity, meaning they want to see what the Getchik of Klal Yisrael is. They want to see what the people, what Klal Yisrael fears. We know it's the Ribbono Shalom. They say it's Yirasa. Umama say, and let's see what their minhagim are, what their practices are. V'imroyim Klal Yisrael. When they go to Yerushalayim, they see all of Klal Yisrael oivdim le'aloika echad, worshiping the same Ribbono Shalom. Eating the same food, meaning they partake in the same karbonos. Lefisha goyim, Elohei shel zeh. Rashi makes latzonos of Hashem kamoi. By goyim, the god of this one, loike Elohei shel zeh, is not like the god of that one. Umachol shel zeh, the food of this one, loike machol shel zeh, it's not like the food of that one. Because in Japan they like sushi, and in France they like something else. So that's say that's right. There's no achdus b'chol. Because when they say there is no nation as kosher, as proper as this one, they convert to Yiddishkeit in Yerushalayim. There, they will shecht these karbonos of righteousness. Now, does that mean we want to? Meaning, it's in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, Gemara increases stuff. Chesam Abay says they would bring these karbonos was part of the procedure of geirus, of converting. Now, do we want them to be marba gerim? We usually don't want to be marba gerim. The Gemara says kashm gerim kisol kasapachas different shatim gemara and kedushin. Why the medakta commits this more? Here it sounds that we want them. They're going to come and they come so far to through the business of zvulun. They're merchants zichveis and they bring them from Japan and they see the beauty of Yiddishkeit. They say, psh, this is moedik. Let's convert to Judaism. So it sounds like we're for it. We really want it. Which is a little tzarechim, because we know we're not going to go after them. You're saying they're coming on their own accord. We're not making them do it. Shomea. You're not going to go out and get them. Here they're coming on their own. So they're not Kara. Okay, I hear.
No, but it's a covenant that they're having. They want to be because
they see the beauty of the Klal Yisrael. Right. Kishefa yamim inoku. For this, they'll suckle the bounty of the sea. Zevulun v'yisachar, Zevulun v'yisachar. Hayom noisin lehem mamoin b'shev. For the sea provides them wealth bountifully. They get wealth shenkemoyu. Why? Because God's chelik, his territory, broadened toward the east, because it was bordered on the lands of the other nations. And on the other sides, it bordered the lands of the other shvatim klal Yisrael. So kapanim, the yam gives them mamoin b'shev. They got a lot of money. All their panasa comes from there. Which is interesting. In Shmuel, Perek Hay and Perek Vav, we see the five Plishti states, they were all along the Mediterranean Sea, and they had a god, Dagon. Machlekes of the Rashi, the Radak, the Rabag, if it was if it was a fish, it was Rashi says it was a dmusa osik a dog. It was a form made in a fish. The Radak says no, the from the waist up it was a human. From the waist down it was a fish. And the Ralbak says no, it was a Gansen human, Al Kaponim, what we call today a mermaid, if it is, a Shekinah, Shiloh, whatever. Rashi, the Gemara in Bechayrus, Tafches, says about it. Talk Ayin Sham, the Mitzayin, the Gemara in Human, Dun Beis. All Indian, if there's a mermaid today, the Gemara talks about it. Al Kaponim, Bechayrus, that's not the same one they're talking about. These people, their main income was from the aqua, from the water, because they lived along the Mediterranean coast, on the coast of the Yam HaTichon. That's where they lived. So they worshipped the god, the aquatic god, that's the god of aqua, Dagon. That's what they worshipped. Al Kaponim, we see their main parnasa was from that, their livelihood. So here we see, that's what the, this is the chalik over here, we see that they got. Zvulun Yisachar, the yam is nice laman b'shefa, the pshat provides them with wealth because they have mordek parnasa. Pasuk, chof, ulagod amar, and of God he said, Baruch Marchiv God, benched is he who broadens God, kelavi shachain, he dwells like a lion. V'torav zeroya afkot koid, he will tear off an arm as well as a head. Zok Rashi, Baruch Marchiv God, benched is he who broadens God. Milame, this teaches us, shahayetechumay shel God, Marchiv ahoylech, that the territory of God would broaden, klapi mizrach, towards the east. Kelavi shachain, he dwells like a lion, l'fishayi samach l'sfar, because he, meaning his land, was close to the border, l'fichach nimshal karoiz, that's why they're compared to lions. Shekol hasmuchim l'sfar, for anybody who's adjacent to the border, tzrichim liyis giborim, they have to be very mighty. Meaning that he needed the might of a lion because of the location of his territory, the maral is mazvir. Since he was over there, you have to have a gibor if you're next to the border, because you have to protect everybody else, of Klal Yisrael. V'torav zeroya afkot koid, he'll tear off an arm as well as a head. Harugeyim hayunikarim, those who they killed were immediately identifiable. Choit chin harosh, because they would cut off the guy's head, im azroya, with the arm, b'macha achas, in a single blow. It was a unique type of thing that no army today knows how to do, and no fighter knows how to do, but God knew how to do that. In one shot, he would tear off the choit chin harosh, the cut off the head, im azroya, with the hand, b'macha achas, in one single blow. Was it with a hand? Was it with a weapon? Could we do a demonstration? You're asking. So that's the shiloh over here. How did they do it? Yeah, maybe it's in one shot. Lay there. How they did it, I don't know. I don't know. You do it? Yeah? So it's obviously it's a maybe some shaved god. With a weapon. Right. It means no, with his sword he used to take it and then and cut it off right in one shot. How it was done, we'll have to wait till the Beit HaMikdash is rebuilt and God shaved it his back. The Bojan Shalyo now becomes his Mavire and says, this is shaved God. And then you'll see they have it in their genes, in their blood, how to do it. And Troya, you shouldn't see it on Yidden, obviously, but the Torah of Zroya Avkotkoid, whoever it's going to be on, our enemies, the Torah of Zroya Avkotkoid. Pasuk Chofali. Vayar Reishis Loi. He saw the beginning for himself. To protect themselves. Why did he need to do it? Yeah, a good question. Now I think the pshat is they start off with the arm. They don't start off with the head and then cut the arm, because what's the kesha? What are you doing? The guy's dead already. That's the right. I think that's what Rashi's saying. Harugim hayini kaim, harugim hayini korim. The ones that they killed, the shein animal. You know that's a god job. Yeah, they had that stempel on it that they did it. That's their seal. Yeah, okay. That's a Targum Yonison learns. He's quoting a Targum Yonison, Rashi. Vayar Reishis Lo, he saw the beginning for himself. Kisham Chelkas Mechoikek Safun. For there is the hidden plot of the Mechoikek, is the one that makes the Alochis, the lawgiver. Right? Vayesei Roshei Om, and he came at the heads of the people. Tzitkas Hashem also. He carried out the righteousness of Hashem, umishpatov im Yisroel, and his mishpatim with Yisroel. Zok Rashi, was meintos? He saw the beginning for himself. He saw it fit to take a portion for himself. In the land of Sichon Va'oig, she raishes Kibush Arts, which is the beginning of the conquest of the land of Eretz Yisrael. Kisham Chelkas, there is the hidden plot of Kiyodav, for he knew Hashasham ben Achlosta, that there in his inheritance would be Chelkas Sadei Kevuras, the plot of the burial site of Mechoikik, the lawgiver. Who is that? Vahu Moshe. That's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, who's called the Mechoikik. Safun, hidden. Oysa Chelka Safuna Utmuna. That plot is hidden and concealed. Mikol Bria, from any creature. Shenem, as it says, V'lo yoda ish es kfirase. No one knows his burial place. Nobody knows where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. Obviously, the one who shot him is, because then they would make him into Vaidizara. And Getchkin say, he spoke pale, Petri. We got to worship him and bow down to himself. Bunch his name. Tomorrow on Saita. Last Omer in the first parak. Okay, very good. Vayesa, and he came. Who's that? God came. God. God's the one that came. Rosh Hayom, at the heads of the people. Hey, ma yuholchem lefnei chalutz. They would go ahead of all the chalutz, the ones that were, they were the ones in front, the armed officers in front. Ve'chibosh ha'aretz, in the conquering of the land of Eretz Yisrael. Fishayi geboyim, because they were mighty. Ve'chenu oimer, as it says, chalutzim tavru, armed shall you cross, lefnei achechem ve'goyim over, you should cross over the Yarden before your brothers. This is a pasuk in Yeshua that they should go. No, actually not. This is a pasuk before. Pasuk in Dvarim Gimel. Pasuk Yudches. Chalutzim tav lefnei achechem goyim. Tzidkas Hashem. Also, he carried out the righteousness of Hashem. Sheheminu divreim, for they fulfilled their words. V'shamru avtachasim, and kept their promise. Lavar is a yardin, to cross the yardin, achakovshu v'cholku, until the kibush v'chiluk, then they conquered and apportioned the land of Eretz Yisrael. Davarach and other pshad, v'yesei Rosh Hayom, and he came at the heads of the people. Sitkas Hashem also, he carried out the righteousness of Hashem. Al Moshe, who's that referring to? That's bite the going on Moshe Rabbeinu, that he carried out the righteousness of Hashem. Pasuk of Beis Bechamishi, Ludon Omar. And of Don, he said, Don Gur Aryeh, Don is a lion cub. Yizanek min ha-boshon, he springs. Yizanek means he springs, he leaps from the boshon. Zot Rashi, Don Gur Aryeh, Don is a lion cub. Afu ha yisamuch l'svar, he too was adjacent to the border. Lefichach Moshe le'baroyes, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu compares him with lions. Yizanek min ha-boshon, he springs from the boshon. Ketagume, like the Targum says, because the yarding goes forth from his chelik. Mimoros pamayas, from the case of the pamyas, which to now is called banyas, but since Arabs cannot say a pay, so they say banyas. But in the Torah it's called pamayas, pamyas. Yeah. Vihi leshem, the pamyas is leshem, shibichelke shel don, that was in the chelik of don. Shenem, as it says, vayikru leleshem don. They called leshem don like the name of their ancestor don. Vizinukai, but the Yardin's starting point means the spurting of the Yardin, literally means the starting point, Vikiluchai, and the source of its flow, Minabashan, came from the Brashan. This is a Gemara in Bechairis, Dafnun Hei, Omer Aleph, and the Brashan is in the Chelik of Shevet Menashe, and the Pasuk means that the Yardin, which starts as a small stream in the Brashan, later becomes a river when it comes out of the cave of the Pamyas in the Chelik of Don. So it starts off very, very small, but in the end, from a small stream becomes a large river. Comes out from the cave, Maras Pamayas, Pamyas, in the territory of Don. Tavarach and Nachapshat, Ma Zinukzeh, just as this spurt of liquid, Yoitze Mimokemecha, goes forth from one place, Venechlach Lishnei Mekoimes, and it divides into two places. Kach Shiftoi Shel Don, so to the Shevet of Don. Notlu Chelik Pishnei Mekoimes, they took a Chelik in two places. Techila Notlu Bitzvainis Maravis. First, they took in the northwest, Ekroin Usvivaseh, Ekroin and its surroundings. Now, Ekroin, this is mentioned in Yeshua, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Mem Gimel. And all those places that are mentioned over there are in the central part of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi speaks of Eretz Yisrael as being divided into two halves, meaning the border, which is in the northern border of the Chelik of Yehuda. Therefore, Ekroin and its surroundings are in the western part of the northern half. Azoi Shtei in Divrei Torah. Al Kopanim, this Ekroin, it also happened to be an Ekroin of one of the Plishti cities. It's one of their cities. And that's where the Makkah, when they stole the Aron, the Plishtim, in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Hei, So the Rebbeinu Shem brought them these kefelucha makis, hemorrhoids, tchayrim it says, and tchayrim. And the Kri Nixiv, it says in the Pasuk Afoilim, but the Pasuk says that's the Ksiv, but the Kri is tchayrim. Ekron was one of the places there that the plague intensified till they were dying. And then finally they sent it to Beit Shemesh, and then eventually went to Kiryas Yisrael, and eventually David HaMelech brought it to Yerushalayim later, when he became king in Yerushalayim, after 7 years in Hebron and 33 years in Yerushalayim. Kitzah, but Ekron is mentioned over there, so I don't think it's this Ekron. But they were not enough for them. So they came and waged war. Im Leshem Shehi Pamayas, with Leshem, which is Pamayas, Bibitzvainis Mizrachas, and that is in the northeast. Sharia Yarden Yitzim Maris Pamayas, because the Yarden goes forth from the Maris Pamayas, Vubi Mizrachas Eretz Yisrael. And the Yarden is at the east of Eretz Yisrael. Uvo Meatzafin Ladarman goes forth from the north to the south, Vikola Bikze Yama Melach. And it ends in the northern edge of the Yama Melach, which is the Dead Sea, Shubim Mizrach Yehuda, which is in the east of the Chelik of Shevet Yehuda, Shenotal B'Droim Mishal Eretz Yisrael, which took their Chelik in the south of Eretz Yisrael. K'moyishim Mefurish B'Sev Yeshua, that says Mefurish in Sefer Yeshua, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Aleph 2, Pasuk Yud Beis. V'hu Shenema, that's what it says, V'yei Tzikivul B'nei Domeyem, the border of the children of them went forth from them. V'yalu B'nei Dom V'yilochum Leshem, and the B'nei Dom went up and waged war with Leshem, their border went out from that entire direction, in which they began to take a chelik. Pasuk Chav Gimel v'ul Naftali Omar, and of Naftali said, Naftali sevar rotzoin, Naftali fulfilled of rotzoin, of desire, umolei birkas Hashem, and filled with the bench, the blessing of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the bracha of Hashem. Yom Vidoroim Yerusha. Take possession of the sea. That's the Yom Vidoroim and the south. Zogdrashi, Sevar Rotzen, he's fulfilled of desire. Shaisa Artse Sveya, for his land was satisfied. Kol Ritzoin Yeshveya, with all that its inhabitants would desire. Meaning that the Chelik of Naphtali had all geshmaka things that anybody would want to live there had. Yom Vidarmi Rosh, take possession of the sea and the south. Yam Kineres Nofla Bechelke, the Yam Kineres fell in his chelik. Venotal Malay Chevel Cheirim, he also took a chelik of the width of a rope's length of a fishing net. Bedroima and its south. Lifrois Chairomim Umichmaris, they're able to spread out nets and snares over there. That's what the Gemara says in Bava Kama. Daf, Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, Amid Beis. Meaning the Eretz of Naphtali lay to the north and to the west of Yam Kineret. This Shevet was also granted a certain strip, that's what Rashi is talking about, a certain strip in the south of the sea, wide enough to allow them to pull their fishing nets. Like Rashi says over there in Bava Kama, Dibra Maschil, this is on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, Dibra Maschil Maloi Chevel Cherem. They got a little strip over there enough to pull their fishing nets, so they could get the fish from the sea there also. Yerusha, take possession. Lashon Tzivoy, this is a Tzivoy, Kamay Alei Reish. Go up and take possession. V'atam shalamayla bereish mechiach. The accent that's on the letter reish indicates this. Kama it says slach yida lekach. Forgive. No. Take. Shema. Here. Kishamayseh b'hei. When a person adds a hated, yatam lamayla slocha yidao lekacha shema'o. So Afkan here also. Yerusha is lashon tzivoy. Is the lashon of Tzivoy, Masarius Gedola Metzina, Masarius Gedola, we found. What did we find over there? Be'alpha Beisa, the Tamei Mila'el. This is listed in the list that's talking about Alpha Beisa of the words, which the time is on La'el, on the beginning of the word. Pasuk Chavdal, Edula Asher Omar. And of Asher he said, Baruch mi Bonim Asher, blessed with sons is Asher. Yehi Ritzu Yechov, he shall be pleasing to his brothers, v'toyvel b'shem en ragle, and dip his foot in oil. Zakrashi, baruch mi banim asher, blessed with sons is asher, ra'isi b'sefri, Zakrashi, I saw in the sefri, ein lecha b'chol eretz b'chol ha-shvatim, you don't have anybody in all the shvatim, shen is baruch b'banim k'asher, that got a bracha with sons as asher, v'ein yadei ketzah, but Rashi says, I don't know how. Now, it's very interesting. There's a list of 77 places in Rashi where he says he does not know the meaning or the significance of a pasuk. That and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I think, in Gilui Nashas, in Brachas, Hayamud Beis lists 44 of these places in Shas. And there's also including one pshat from the Rashbam. The list of 69 additional things is say, quoted in this other Sfarim also. It's a whole Arichas over here. How many other times Rashi says, Eini Yodeya. Al Kapanim, he says it was Baruch Mibanim Asher. The Sefri says, Ein Lecha B'chal HaShvatim. Shenis Baruch Mibanim Asher. He was benched with Asher, had the most sons. How Eini Yodeya kids, but I don't know how. Yehi Ritzoy Echav, he shall be pleasing to his brothers. Shayi Misratzel Echav, he made himself pleasing to his brothers. B'shemen An Pekinoin, with this apikinan oil. This is oil from olives, which reached only a third of their growth. And this oil was used for cosmetic purposes. Like the Gemara says in Pesachim, Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. This Shemen An Pekinoin. So he made for himself this special oil. Uve Kaployes, and with Kaployes. What's a Kaployes? Dainties. Special type of thing. They miratzin land. They would please him betful with produce. In other words, there was like trade that Klal Yisrael would do. It was what?
Yeah. Olive oil.
Yeah.
That is, I don't know
what
to say.
What's the lashon?
Removes the hair.
It removes hair and it smooths out the flesh. The person's flesh. In other words, it makes him smooth, and it makes him very very smooth and gishmak. Okay, that's what he touches. What in b'shemen and pekinon?
Yeah.
Well, okay, in kaploes he says a pshat.
What?
But in kaplaot,
no.
He doesn't say.
Maybe it's going in kaplaot.
Okay. Davar acher, another pshat. Yehi ritzoyechav, he shall be pleasing to his brothers. It means shayi benois of noyos. His daughters were very very pretty. They were attractive. Hu shenema b'divrei yom. That's what it says in divrei yomim. Hu avi birzoyis. He was the father of birzoyis. He was called Brizoyis, Shayu Vinois of Nesuyas Lakayanam Gadolim, because his daughters would marry Kayanam Gadolim, Malachim, and kings, and Nimshachais B'Shemen Zayis, who are anointed with olive oil. So, as I state in Divri Ayom, and Rashi was quoting over here, Divri Ayom Aleph, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Over there, it's talking about the Pasuk of Malchiel, the grandson of Osher. Al Kapanim, his daughters were very, very Yafais, and they would marry the Kayanam Gadolim, that are Nimshach B'Shemen Zayis. The toivel b'shemen ragloi, and dip his foot in oil. What's the pshat? Shahisa artzay meshechas shemen kemayon. For his land would flow with oil like a spring. Umaisa, there was a certain incident. Shenitzdarchu an shelutki l'shemen, in which the people of Lutkia needed oil. Minu lehem pulmustus echod v'kulu. They appointed a goy, a shliach. A pulmustus is a shliach, a non-Jew. Kadis menachas, like the Gemara says in menachas, the whole story over there. The story continues that they appointed this goy as a shliach, and they said, go bring us 1 million mana, which is approximately 140,000 gallons of olive oil. So he went to Yerushalayim. They told him there, go to Tzor. So he went to Tzor. They told him there, go to Gush Chalov, in the Chalik of Asher. So there they told him, go to so-and-so in the field. So they went there, and they found him digging ditches around his olive trees. So the shliach said to him, do you have 1 million mana of oil that I need? I need 1 million mana of oil. Yesh lecha? He said to him, wait until I finish my work. So he waited until he finished his work. After he finished his work, so he slings his tools over his shoulder and he began picking up stones and throwing them out of this orchard, as a hired worker would, causing the shliach to think that he had been sent to speak with a mere hired hand. So he said to him, could you have 1 million mana of oil? I think the Yidden are playing a trick on me. It's not Shaykh. You're a worker over here. Once they had arrived at the town of this orchard owner, so his Amma brought out a jug of hot water for him, and he washed his hands and his feet. She brought him a golden cup full of oil, and he dipped his hands and his feet in it to fulfill the pasuk that it says, V'toivil b'shemen ragloi. He'll dip his foot in oil. So after they ate and they drank, so he measured out 1 million mana of oil for the shliach, and he asked him, do you need any more?
How did he bring it back?
1 second. So the shliach said, yes, but I don't have enough money. I don't have sufficient money. So he said to him, if you want to take it, then take. Then I will come along with you and I'll collect the price of it. So he measured out another 180,000 mana of oil. So they say that the man, this shliach, hired every horse, every mule, every camel, and every donkey in Eretz Yisrael to carry the oil. So once the shliach returned to his town, the townspeople came out to praise him for being so successful in his mission. He says to them, don't praise me, rather this man that it comes from, who comes with me, because he measured out 1 million mana worth of oil for me. And I still owe him a lot of money. For 180,000 of his money, I still owe him for. So the man fulfilled the rest of the pasuk that it says in Mishle, Yud Gimel Zion, says there's someone who acts like a rich man, but he has nothing. And then someone who acts like a poor man, even though he has great wealth. So this man was acting like a poor man, even though he had so much oil. So you see, this is a Moridika, a pasuk. It was Artsa Meshechas Shemekimaya, and his land, the pasuk is telling the Tovel Shem Ragli, his land would flow with oil like a spring, and you see from this Maisa how much oil he had. That was just one person. Imagine how much the rest of it had. How much oil, the brocha, the shefa they had, was not the Shaykh. Tovel Shem Ragli, Kipshute. What do you do with it? That's a good question. What do you need? Advice does he need it for his whole city? That's the word. He needed a supply, a year's supply.
The guy, I think it was the guy who was taking it.
No, the guy, the shliach, the guy, this Palmustis fellow. He needed it for his city, I guess. As I state, pasuk chafei, barzel unachoshes min alecha. Your locks are iron and copper. Uchiyamecha, and like the days of your prime, davecha, so may your old age be. Zot Rashi, barzel. We'll just start it today. I don't think we'll be able to finish it. Barzel nechoshes min alecha. Your locks are iron and copper. Achshav u'medaber keneged kol Yisrael. Now he's talking, he's addressing all of Klal Yisrael. Shayi gebereim yoshvim be'ari asfar. Because they're mighty warriors. Of each shevet will live in the border towns of that shevet's territory. V'noyel ma'izadeh would lack the country. Shla yuchlu ha'ivim likonis, but that the enemies would not be able to enter it. Ki'ilu yisgru, as if it was closed up. B'man oilim, b'man ulim of rechim, with locks and with bars. Shal barzel nechoshes, barzel nechoshes. Of iron and copper. Davaracher, another pshat, barzel nechoshes min alecha, your lacks in iron and copper means, artzachem ne'ule baharim, your land is locked with mountains. Shechitzvin mehem barzel nechoshes, in which they mine and they cut out iron and copper. Varetze shalasha, the land of Asher, hisman ule shal Eretz Yisrael, was the lack of Eretz Yisrael. Uchayamecha devech, and like the days of your prime, so you may your old age be, meaning on the days of your flowing, it means, like your days, which are good for you, which are the days of your outset, meaning the days of your youth, so too the days of your old age should be, which flow, that is, they ooze away, and they slowly disappearing. Another pshat, and like the days in your flowing means, like the number of your days. It means all the days that you do the Ratzon of Hashem, Yudavech shall be your flowing. Shall call our Ratzos, Yudavech Kesev is of Eretz Yisrael. Listen to this Rashi, Rabbi say. All the lands will cause silver and gold to flow to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Shatehim Vairechas Bepeis, because it's going to be gebenched with fruits. V'chol our Ratzos, Mispanis, Amen. And all the lands will be sustained from the land of Eretz Yisrael. Umabshichas Lem Kasva Mazam, they're going to extend all their gold and all their silver. An old friend is eskorant. What does it mean eskorant in old friends? It will flow into. A kesev azov kolamehem. The silver and the gold will be depleted from them. Shame is zivois oisel ha'atzim. They're going to make it float to your land. And it's going to start flowing. So kiyamecha davecha means the gold and silver is going to become to Eretz Yisrael. And because they're going to want payers of Eretz Yisrael. So they're going to come buy it. And Mimela, it's going to flow into Eretz Yisrael. It's going to be such an influx of gold and silver in Eretz Yisrael that it's going to they're going to like flow it. All the nations are going to make it flow into Eretz Yisrael, make it flow into your land, which is a meridik brocha. So I state this is free. So tomorrow night, Mitzvah Shem Rabbi said, we'll continue in pasuk chavav. By ain kael yeshurim, there's no ribbono shel olam like reichiv shemayim beizrech vegavos eshchokim. By this pasuk, Mitzvah Shem. Oit chazayin lemoid, bezrat Hashem, machar. Toda. Shekech.